A just-released study finds that the Obama administration's proposal to carve out U.S. energy firms from receiving certain tax deductions would have a net negative impact on federal revenues. The study was conducted by Louisiana State University Endowed Chair of Banking, Dr. Joseph Mason.
Repealing deductions for American energy manufacturers would result in $30 billion in federal tax revenues, but at the expense of about $340 billion in economic output. There would be over 155,000 lost jobs, $68 billion in lost wages, and more than $83 billion in reduced tax revenues. In fact, there would be a net fiscal loss in revenues of over $53 billion.
Dr. Mason's study was sponsored by the American Energy Alliance. AEA President Thomas Pyle adds,
"The administration's proposal to eliminate these deductions is grossly counterproductive. Such a move would have a net negative impact on revenues, thereby increasing federal deficits. If the goal truly is deficit reduction, a far better approach would be reforming federal tax and business policies that encourage economic growth. Expansion of oil and gas exploration and production on the Outer Continental Shelf, for example, would generate an estimated $11 billion in annual federal tax revenues in the short run and $55 billion each year in the long run."
For more information on the study, visit AmericanEnergyAlliance.org.